of the show is brought to you by the PGA Tour Superstore. See why golfers everywhere are proud to call PGA Tour Superstore their golf pro shop. Visit them online at PGATourSuperstore.com. Now back to Chris and more of the show.
And now back with me here on the French Lick Resort guest line is Catherine Roberts. You probably remember Catherine as one of the co-hosts of the Golf Channel's The Big Break. She is also the founder of Yoga for Golfers. She is a certified yoga instructor. She's also a Nike Swoosh elite athlete and on their advisory staff. She is certified by the Gray Institute in Applied Functional Science and Chain Reaction Biomechanics. On top of the work she does with golfers, she also serves as a yoga performance coach for several Major League Baseball teams. She's got another site called Human Performance for Sports, and that's what the word for. So humanperformanceforsports.com for athletes outside of golf. And I'm delighted she is back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Catherine, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, my goodness, Chris. It's so great to be back with you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Catch us up. How are you? What's been going on with you this year?
Oh, my goodness. Well, where do I even start? You know, yoga for golfers. At this point, we're actually have certified instructors in 40 countries, which is so exciting because we're able to bring these methodologies to golfers all over the world. And that's great. And then we have, of course, the Human Performance for Sports website and that methodology. And, you know, as you mentioned, I've been working in Major League Baseball for 16 years, and I'm working currently for 8 Major League Baseball organizations on the major and minor league sides, which is pretty interesting because the movement patterns in baseball and golf are very, very similar. So that's been a whole lot of fun.
So, Catherine, for our listeners who want to go out there and check out both sites, again, yogaforgolfers.com, humanperformanceforsports.com, talk about what they're going to find on both of those websites.
Right. So on the yogaforgolfers.com website, we have a lot of free videos where somebody can just click on to, you know, mobility, flexibility, posture, hip mobility, whatever it might be. And so there's a lot of information on that website. That's also the website where we house the instant videos that people can purchase. So they can immediately start in with a Yoga for Golfers program. So they can start to get more, again, you know, mobility, flexibility, strength, balance, which is really interesting listening to Brian talk about the importance of balance. On that website as well, we have something called the Golfer's Profile, which we've had thousands and thousands of people take this Golfer's Profile. It's up on the homepage. It's on the upper right-hand corner. And what happens, Chris, is that when you hit that, when you click onto that portion, the Golfer's Profile, you will receive a questionnaire. It's only about 10 or 12 questions. You know, what are your strengths on the golf course? What are your challenges on the golf course? What's your fitness level? And when you fill out that golfer's profile, and by the way, this is all complimentary, Chris, immediately you will receive in your inbox video tips that are designed based on the answers to those questions. Because so many people say to me, I really want to get started, but I don't know where to start. And that's why we created the golfer's profile. And that's on the Yoga for Golfers site. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because that's some of the things when people learned that you were coming on the show, I got a lot of feedback about, you know, like, so where do I start? How do I begin? You know, can I do it if I've got an ache or a pain, or maybe I'm a senior golfer and I've got a bad hip or a bad knee and that sort of thing? The fact that you are giving them the opportunity to do that sort of upfront assessment is fantastic. Talk about some of the things that you hear back from people that have taken it and now start to do these sorts of things.
Well, some of the feedback that I've gotten, Chris, has been unbelievable. Guys saying to me, I've had hip pain for the last 3 years and now I have no more hip pain. I had low back pain, which, you know, 63% of golfers will experience low back pain, and their back pain becomes, you know, begins to subside. You know, my intention with creating the golfer's profile, Chris, was exactly what you just mentioned, which is, where do I start? How do I begin? And I also just want to make the point that the Yoga for Golfers program is not about putting your leg behind your head. Okay. The Yoga for Golfers program is designed and developed in the foundation of golf biomechanics. everything that I teach in Yoga for Golfers, as well as all of our teachers all around the world, and all the videos and instant videos that we sell and DVDs, et cetera, is all based in golf biomechanics. And the way that the program is taught is that we teach it in building blocks. We'll say, hey, you know what? If this progression is good at this level, stay here. If there's a little bit more, we can go here. If there's a little bit more, then we can go here. And I just want to tell you a little quick story. I teach Yoga for Golfers out at Troon North Golf Club. I have a very great relationship with Troon Golf. And one time I had a class, and this gentleman, he was a 71-year-old orthopedic surgeon that showed up for my class in a back brace. And he said to me, Catherine, you're the last stop on the train for me. This is the last stop because my partners want me to have back surgery and I really don't want to go down that road. So I'm going to give you a shot. Okay. He signed up for the eight lessons, which is two lessons a week. Okay. This is a group lesson, two lessons a week for 4 weeks. And his feedback to me was not only was his back pain reduced by about 80%, but he said, I never felt like there was nothing I couldn't do. And I really want to get that across to people, that this is something that's designed to help people of all levels, all ages, people with injuries, you know, and younger golfers that are very, very fit, that need to develop, as Brian was talking about, you know, more proprioception, better balance, how to do single leg glute activation, how to create more power. So there you have it.
All right. So, and you mentioned the word foundation, because that's where I want to go next and sort of build from the ground up. And one of the things that you talk about is foot function. How does foot function help us get in tune with the ground and then therefore develop more power?
Right. So, Chris, you and I could do, I don't know, 15 conversations about foot function. I think that it is one of the most underrated, under-discussed aspects of golf performance out there. So when you understand something called the kinematic sequence, when you understand the body and looking at the body as a kinetic chain, everything starts in the feet. So, for example, when you are thinking about, going to the top of your backswing, what happens is that the efficiency of the kinetic chain and the kinematic sequence starts from the feet, travels up to the hips, to the thoracic spine, to the shoulders, to the hands, and out to the club, to the top of the backswing. Similarly, in the downswing, it starts from your feet to your hips, to your T-spine, to your shoulders, to your hands, and out to the club. K-Vest, K-Motion, which is a company that I'm associated with, proves that through three-dimensional motion analysis. Like, I didn't wake up this morning, Chris, and make this up. This is science. Everything I do is based in science. If you have an inability to what's called dorsiflex or plantar flex your ankles, that is an immediate leak in the chain of the kinetic sequence. So when people say, well, what does it matter whether my ankles can dorsiflex or plantar flex? It matters a lot for all sports, especially the rotational sport of golf. So we do a lot of things with foot function, teaching people how to spread their toes, how to lift in their arches, how to pull power up from the ground. Foot function is tied to pulling power up from the ground, which is what we call ground reaction forces. And if you don't have that ability to articulate your foot successfully, again, it's an immediate leak of power up the kinetic chain of the body.
So, Catherine, another area that I think is underserved and also plays a very important part in our ability to be successful and out on the golf course and really just about anywhere is breathing. Talk about how proper breath techniques can help us maintain our focus better.
Well, the first thing is breathing is the fastest way to reset the mind. I mean, would you agree that golf is mental?
Indeed.
Yes. By the way, Chris, I'm a golfer. I've been a golfer since I was 15 years old. My parents played on the golf team of our country club. I've been surrounded by golfers my whole life. Okay. Golf is very mental. And the way that you can, again, reset the mind, if you've had a bad shot or even a great shot, to move into what we call in the yoga world being focused, having one-pointed concentration, which is standing over the shot that's in front of you, not worried about the last shot, not worried about the next shot, being fully present, is to use the breath. The other thing is that, you know, in we have in our nervous system called the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight. You have the parasympathetic nervous system, which is more of a relaxed state. From a physicality standpoint, the body needs to be relaxed. The muscles need to be relaxed so that when you're rotating into your backswing, I'll use as an example, the muscles need to be relaxed so you can do what's called eccentrically loading the muscles to its full range of motion so that you can contract the muscles and concentrically explode the muscles for more power. Okay. So what I teach my athletes to do is when they're in their address position, to take a long, big inhalation through the nose, a long, calming exhalation out of the mouth to feel their traps drop, to feel the muscular tension of their shoulders, forearms, and hands relax, so that then when they load to go to the top of the backswing, you have a relaxed muscle. So there's the mental side of it, and then there's the physical side of it. And this is all based in, you know, biomechanics and science, right? So does that make sense?
Yes.
So there's the mental part and there's the physical part. And I think that you'd be surprised how few people understand how to breathe. The other thing that I do is and Brian talked about this too, about putting too, right? So I travel all over the world working at various clubs, doing full day clinics, you know, 1 and 2 day full day clinics. And one of the clinics that we do is a clinic on putting because people don't really think about the physicality of putting. Now your short game is 60% of your score, right? And putting is 42% of your score. So if you're not spending time working on your putting because it hurts your back, which most people don't like practicing putting because it does hurt their back, I have a whole program that's designed just for putting. And part of that, to your point about breathing, has to do with breathing. So, you know, when you're standing over that putt, you need to take a big inhalation before you start your takeaway, and then you exhale, and again, your traps relax. And you think about moving your arms from what's called your thoracic spine, which is the middle of your back, versus just using your hands. And so that way you're able to get a more consistent, efficient, repeatable putting stroke.
So, Catherine, a couple more before I let you go. But as you've talked about, you know, your muscles needing to relax and all of those sorts of things, one of the things that most of us aren't good at is getting prepared for our round of golf with stretching and that sort of thing. We're typically running from the car to the first tee and away we go. And we're terrible for the first four holes until our muscles loosen up and then we start to play better. What are some things that you think for those of us that might only have 15 or 20 minutes before our tee time that we can do to loosen ourselves up so we give ourselves a better opportunity to swing more freely and to have a good round of golf?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I hate hearing from people is that, oh, I wasn't really warmed up until the fourth hole.
Yep.
Right? So back to the kinematic sequence where everything is starting in your feet. What I would suggest is, again, and Brian talked about this a little bit as well, is where you're in a lunge position. So your left foot is forward and your left knee is bent. Your right leg is straight behind you. You lift and lower your right heel, and that's going to get your ankle and your foot into dorsi and plantar flexion. It's going to get your right hip into extension. Okay, and then you hold the club in front of you, right at shoulder height, and then you take an inhale to lengthen your spine, and you exhale, and you rotate over your front leg. So if your left leg is forward, you're rotating left. Okay, so I really like that because then that works, again, the whole kinematic sequence, the whole kinematic chain from the feet up to the hip. At that point, I would also say we need to do some lateral bending. Everything that I do, Chris, works in all three planes of motion, sagittal, frontal, and transverse plane. So now you just hold your arms over your head at shoulder height, and you take an inhale and you laterally bend left and right. The reason you do that is the big turning muscles of your spine are your latissimus dorsi, okay? And so when you do this lateral flexion right and left, that gives you a good stretch of your lats, and that can help you turn more, that can help you turn better, okay? So now we have rotation, and we have lateral bending, and we have frontal, with sagittal plane extension and flexion. The other thing I like is that when you, let's say I'm standing here, I'm going to take my right foot forward. My left knee is bent. My right toes are back towards me. This is basically a hamstring stretch. I'm going to take an inhale. I'm going to exhale, and I'm going to hip hinge, which we need to do as golfers is to hip hinge. I'm going to hip hinge over my right leg, and that's going to give me a nice, good posterior chain stretch up the hamstrings into the and through the back. So, and you know what? We have so many video tips on our website that are complimentary that people just need to go there and check them out. Our par level series and birdie level series, instant videos or instant downloads. So you can have them on your phone, and they have different dynamic warm up. When you're warming up for golf, Chris, you need to be warming up dynamically. Golf is an explosive movement from a static position. Do not do static movements and static holds when you're warming up for golf. And we've got all that on the website available for people.
Catherine, you're the perfect person to answer a question that I've had in the back of my mind for years. And that's one of the things that Tiger Woods talked about when he was going through a lot of his health issues is that he was unable to activate his glutes.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I've like, what does that mean? How do you, where are your glutes getting activated in the golf swing? Explain that to us and all those who've wondered what the heck he meant by that.
Well, first of all, your glutes are some of the most powerful muscles in your golf swing, and that's because they drive your lower body, okay? So your glutes are your bum, Chris. Like, reach around and grab your bum right now, Chris. I want to hear that right now.
All right, I got it.
Okay, you got him. Now, let me tell you, this is something that I work with my Major League Baseball players on all the time, and let me just share a very quick way that people can learn to activate their glutes. And this is a single leg activation exercise to target the glutes. Okay. Cause if you think about this in the golf swing, the only time where your glutes are activated simultaneously is at address. As you start to begin your takeaway, there is more activation in your right glute than there is your left. When you go through impact, there's a different shift of activation. When you go through finish, there's more activation on your left glute than your right. Would you agree to that?
I would agree.
Okay, so let me give the listeners this quick exercise. Here I am. I'm in my office. I'm standing with my feet side by side. Okay, I'm going to bend my knees. So it's like I'm sitting in a chair, like a child's chair. Okay, I'm going to extend my right leg back behind me. So I'm balancing on my left leg. I'm holding onto my chair. From here, my upper body will hinge forward as my right leg comes up. So I kind of look like a teeter-totter, right? Like a seesaw. Okay. My left leg is bent a lot. Now from here, I'm going to take an inhale. I'm going to exhale to push my left leg into the ground to activate the glute and to come to standing. I'm going to repeat that 10 times so that I can start to activate that single leg glute activation. And by the way, being able to not turn on your glutes is a real thing. And typically it happens because people have very tight hip flexors. And there's something called lower cross syndrome. So when your hip flexors are tight, it makes the glutes weak. And we live in a society of too much sitting. So the hip flexors are very tight and the glutes are weak. So that exercise that I just shared, which is called, in yoga, it's called a warrior three pose. In weight training and strength and conditioning, they call it a single leg RDL, single leg Russian deadlift. But that exercise is tremendous for waking up and activating the glutes. And I would recommend that not just for golf, but for getting up and out of a chair.
Well, Catherine, before we let you go, please remind our listeners again about your websites and then how they can follow you as well over social media.
For sure. So the website is yoga4golfers.com. On Twitter, I'm at Roberts Yoga. On Instagram, I have a different handle because that has to do with my human performance website. So it's human_performance_4_ and then the word sports. So human_performance_4_ between each word. And Chris, every single day on Twitter and Instagram, I am posting video tips. So please follow me. And the other thing is, if I'm able to help anyone, shoot me an email and we will get on a call. I do lots of live remote coaching with people all over the world. I look at their golf swing, I take them through an assessment, and then I prescribe them a very highly personalized training protocol.
Well, Catherine, you are absolutely phenomenal. So many questions, and you and I were conversing before and saying, you know, boy, we could probably do a couple of hours on everything that you've got going on. So I would sure love to have you back sometime soon, talk more about, you know, the foot function and everything else that can help our listeners be healthier, get more range of motion, and enjoy the game more, because you're absolutely spectacular, my friend.
Well, it would be my pleasure. And thank you so much for having me on, Chris.
Take care, Catherine. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up soon.
Okay, sounds good. You too.
That is Catherine Roberts. And I'm telling you, folks, you got to go on yogaforgolfers.com and check out the videos that are available there. To her credit, as she was talking about the different things that she posts, it's fantastic stuff. And I'm, you know, hey, look, I'm raising my hand here. I need help in that area. I tried to do some of those and struggled to get it done, but I know it's the right thing to do for my body. I know it's the right thing to do for my golf swing if I want to, play the game at a decent level as I continue to age and really just feel better in life, just sort of in general. So it's great stuff. And like you said, you know, go on there, get yourself registered and start to get some of that free content. It's fantastic. And I look forward to having Catherine back on the show again. I hope really, really soon.